My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are all tied up. Mike is at 7-8. I'm at 7-8. Big O's at 7-8. Turtles at 7-8. O last week went 3-0. And we will have somebody who will take the lead, I'm assuming, this week, unless we remain
we'll
to be
do the
tied.
Same thing, right?
Yeah. We usually start from the worst to first, but since we're all tied, I'll start with O, Turtle, and then we'll get to Mike. I'll give you my picks. Big O, congratulations on the 3-0 last week. What do you like this week? By the way, we picked three games against the spread. It is obviously over-under as well if you want to go there, but that's how we do this.
I want to apologize to Oren because we were up at Twin Peaks, Chris and I, on Friday, and I was killing him. Was it the Rams-Packers pick that I was killing you on?
Rams-Packers, yeah, because we had just announced that they were going to be missing, like, two wide receivers.
Right. Good job.
Yeah, there we go.
And they covered. Green Bay covered.
Yeah, it was a good pick. All right, what do you have, O?
I was thinking about this one, and then weirdly enough, the gentleman from BetQL in one of our commercials just echoed the same pick. So, yeah, tonight.
Wait, hold on. You stole this from the BetQL guy?
Yes, I stole this from the BetQL guy. Yes.
Boom!
I had it down first. Let the record show I had this down first.
Utah?
No, UNLV. You mentioned Austin JT. He ran for like 300 yards last week against Utah State. UNLV is on
Wait,
the
you
road.
You had this on your own volition? You went to UNLV?
I swear to God, I have this on my sheet right here.
Are they still undefeated, by the way?
No, they lost last week to Syracuse.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
They're like 4-1. But yeah, give me UNLV minus 19 versus Utah State.
Wow.
Wait a second. Our rule is if you can't find it on
television,
TV,
right.
You can't bet it. So
no,
where
it's on the
where
books.
Is this game?
Yeah. It's on the books.
It's on CBS Sports 8, the other road show.
let me confirm where this game is today.
It is. It's on the books. I've seen it.
Where? Where? How? How, Sway?
you want to visually make sure that you can watch this game. By the way,
that is on CBS Sports Network tonight.
Yes. UNLV getting 19?
UNLV is the favorite here.
Okay. Okay.
The favorite, 19-point favorite. Yeah, Utah State got crushed. Like, I went and looked at their schedule. Like, they have given up almost 40 points in every game they played this year. So,
all right.
Okay. Give me UNLV minus the 19.
Okay, go for it.
Turning to the association, the Raiders are a really bad football team. They are a really bad football team. And they're starting with Aiden McConnell this week. Yeah, give me the Steelers minus 3 versus
I thought you were going to throw some NBA at me. I was like, getting confused here.
No, that's not
germane to these proceedings.
No, it is not.
You like the Steelers on the road.
I like the Steelers on the road.
Okay.
This is Aiden McConnell and the Raiders.
Right.
And then, give me the Lions minus 3.5 versus Dallas.
Okay.
All right, I like that pick.
By the way, Dallas at home,
yeah.
Not the favorite.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After coming off of that win against the Steelers, that's interesting. All right, an interesting pick by O there to start. UNLV, and then he says Lions, and he likes Steelers. What do you got, Turtle?
All right, I'm going to start in the college ranks. This game is on the big CBS, so no problem finding it there. I am taking Penn State on the road, minus 3.5 at USC. Penn State's offense has been cooking of late with Drew Aller at quarterback. I like what they're doing there. The Fighting Mike Contis, minus 3.5. On the road.
I like the pick. I do. I think Penn State poses a problem for USC. They've got, and here we go again, talking about edge rushers, because Ebikadi is from Penn State. They have two of the best edge rushers, Mike, in college football. They get after the quarterback. I'm with you on this, Turtle. I like Penn State as well.
Will Drake May make an immediate impact in the NFL? Give me Houston minus 6.5.
I think the entire world is on the Texans in this one.
Isn't that dangerous? Isn't that dangerous?
Pass, I like being dangerous.
They're going to be without Ramondre Stevenson this weekend, too. Hurt foot. So.
That's their only weapon.
I know. Listen, Patriots are a bad football team. I'm
Everybody is on this game right now. Everybody's on Houston.
Yeah, if Houston was at home, they'd be double-digit favorites.
What's that now? 6?
6.5.
Oof, yeah, get it now.
And then I'm taking a flyer on this one, but I like it because of the way the quarterback is trending. Give me Chicago minus 1. Versus the Jags. The Jags are a bad football team right now. I think Caleb Williams is starting to figure it out a little bit.
Are they at home?
That's the London game. They are. Well, yeah, technically they're the home team.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, London. Okay.
Yeah. So I know that's the Jacksonville's basically second home away from home. Yeah. But, they're just bad this year, guys.
All right. Well, listen, everybody saw them have an offensive explosion last week against the Colts. They have had the Colts' number. When you go back and look at all those games between those two division, division, they score a lot of points. I'm not looking at that and saying all of a sudden they've turned the corner. That should be interesting. I want to see if Trevor Lawrence can put another good game together. All right, give me your three again, Turtle.
All right, in the college ranks, I'm taking PSU Penn State minus 3.5 at USC. I am taking Houston minus 6.5 at New England, and I am taking Chicago minus 1 in London Town versus Jacksonville.
All right, Mike Bell. We are all tied, by the way. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 7-8 with the picks, over-under, picking against the spread. Mike, what do you like?
Hey, man, by the way, I would jump on that Texans, but the Texans are 1-4 against the spread so far this year, and they've not covered 3, 6.5, 1.5, 5.5, and 1.5.
I'm telling you, it's dangerous.
And now 6.5.
It's pulling on Turtles pick there.
It's the one they covered was the 1.5 over the Bills, and the Bills kind of shot themselves in the ding-dong.
Watch Drake May throw for 4 touchdowns like Will Levis did against us last year.
Yeah, I think the Sharps maybe bring it back down because I think they're going to be on, I don't know. But that's a bad
one. Isn't that interesting?
No, Nico Collins this week, too, for the Texans.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's out.
Yeah.
Correct.
No. He's on it, though. He's on it. What do you like, Mike?
Hey, man, I'm going to go with the Red River Rivalry, everybody. And I get some of that fried butter, fried cotton candy.
Pick Oklahoma. Pick Oklahoma.
Can you get like fried armadillo there, man?
They might have that.
I like the over in this. The over-under is at 48.5.
Okay.
I think that Texas will provide about 38 of that, and I think that they'll get there. So I'm going to go with the over-under in that one. Also, guys, we are all on the Falcons. Carl and I are on the Falcons minus 6. We feel that this is the game. They put 4 quarters together and the injuries with Carolina. So I just, you and I were on that from the jump. We liked it. We thought it would go up. It's still hanging at 6 because, as we said yesterday, Vegas just doesn't get a lot of action from the Falcons in South Carolina. It's just not kind of a non-factor game as far as the money. And finally, Pitt Panthers, go P, go I, go P-I-double-T. I learned that from my wife. They are 5-0 against the number. They are minus 3 against Cal at home at Heinz, whatever that used to be in Pittsburgh.
All right, I like that pick. I am also on the Falcons from earlier this week. Mike convinced me. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, right. And I said, look, you're right about this. So we got it at 6. Is that correct?
6. It hasn't moved.
All right, we'll keep that. You know why we like the Falcons. We're expected to win, and we'll talk more about it coming up in 30 minutes in the Falcon Report. I am also on the horns. Hook 'em! Here's some interesting tidbits, Mike, when you talk about this particular game. Texas being number 1, and this is the part where you go, all right, do you believe in all this stuff? By the way, this is a rivalry that goes back to 1900. They've been playing since the 1900. It's around the state fair. Mike's talking about all the fried foods and all that. 92,000 seats. In the Cotton Bowl. And Mike was telling me earlier they're putting the SEC in the end zone.
Yeah, SEC logo on the 30, I guess I should say. Yeah,
that's a different feel for this rivalry. But with Texas being number 1, here's the interesting thing. When Texas was number 1 in 1984, it was a rain-drenched, like a rainout. It was a tie game, 15-15. People remember that game because it was raining. It was crazy. But here's the deal. When the Horns have been atop of the AP poll, they've never lost to Oklahoma. They come in tomorrow atop of the AP poll. This is the 5th time that's happened. Ooh. So that's why I'm on the horns, and it's also personal.
And Coach Venable is also kind of like almost like tempering Oklahoma Sooners fans' expectations with those comments earlier in the week. We're not defined by Texas. Oh, really?
Well, they're also starting this kid, Mike. I think he played against Auburn.
Right.
He's a true freshman, and I think his name's Michael Hawkins. He's going to play. This is like his second game.
Right.
They're going to get
the other phenom.
Kid.
Crapped out.
Yes.
They're down a receiver, I think, to Oklahoma. Burks, I think, is going to be out for them this weekend.
So, I like the horns. And last but not least, here's my NFL pick, man. Give me the Packers to cover the 5 this week. So, Xavier McKinney, guys, he's had a pick in 6 straight games going back to 2023 when he was with the Giants. He's had a pick, Mike, in every game this year for the Packers. We haven't our corners haven't had a pick yet.
I'm thinking about dropping Marvin Harrison for this game just because he's been so inconsistent and you just don't know what you're going to get. It's a road game, too, for Kyler Murray.
It is. Packers,
I like that factoid.
Packers to cover the five. Here's the other thing about Kyler Murray. They win when Kyler Murray has his better rushing games. He had a 50-yard run last week. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. I think the Packers defense contained that. And the Packers lead the NFL in takeaways. They have 14 already. Kyler Murray will throw it to you. We know that. So I'm going Packers to cover the five. I like the Falcons. Rise up. I like Texas to beat Oklahoma by 14.5, and I like the Packers to cover the five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.